Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Will Z. Will, what's happening, buddy?
Not too much. How about you?
Man, good, man. It's really so fun after games like that last night. Obviously, yeah. We bask in this euphoria after Kings victories, that are really, really exciting. But just from a sports fan perspective, to be able to sit down with the people who are kind enough to listen to this show every day or listen to this show once in a while and just talk about something we were all watching is so much fun.
It's been such a fun playoffs in that regard, too. Like, the whole playoffs have... This is the most fun I've had watching the playoffs in years, I think. And it just keeps delivering game after game. And it's awesome. Like, just especially with the discourse coming into this series, with the markets and everything, like, to have game one be that, like, come on, what else can we ask for?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Markets and ratings. And then, of course, the local conversation involving Tyrese Halliburton and the trade and, you know, Kenny getting frustrated yesterday when the inevitable Tyrese Halliburton video package is airing and there he is being drafted in Sacramento and the shot of the Tower Bridge and some of the different things he did as a Sacramento King. And then you flash to Adrian Wojnarowski talking about the league's reaction to the Kings trading Tyrese Halliburton, you know, a couple of years ago. Thankfully, the volume was down and we didn't have to relive that particular moment. But yeah, it's been a unique discourse around the league. And I think for Sacramento, it's been an even more unique discourse because of the involvement of Tyrese Halliburton in this series.
Yeah. And I can't get over. I look terrible in this lighting.
Oh, you're fine, man. No.
I keep thinking about it.
Oh, you're fine. You're good. I understand that, though, because every once in a while I feel like these lights move. And I also learned that the color of what I'm wearing changes the impact of the light. And so, yeah, I have obsessed over that before, too. But I assure you, you are just fine. Will, you have spent a lot of time in recent weeks trying to figure out how to make the Sacramento Kings a team that can be playing later into the season than they have been recently. You've been coming up with different trade proposals. Some of them have been stolen and passed off as their own. Shout out to our guy, TC. But you're working pretty hard on this. There's a couple I want to talk about. Namely, you wrote one about Bradley Beal. I bring that up because we were just talking about Brad a few minutes ago. Earlier today, we were talking about the Phoenix Suns and kind of what the Western Conference looks like. And what's this trade proposal look like for Bradley Beal, and why would you think it works for Sacramento?
All right. So in this scenario, like, there's no specifics because the first domino, I think, that would have to fall in this situation is the Kevin Durant trade. What I'm looking at is more, can the Kings snag Beal with some of those assets that the Suns get back for Durant? Because right now, like, the Suns have nothing. Like, you take on Beal to, yes, get a talented scorer and player, But that's not why you're trading for him. You're trading for him to collect assets. A lot of what we saw the Thunder do for years and years, take on a bad contract and get something else with it. All the Suns picks are like the least favorable of like three or four teams. Like, that's not what you want. So I don't have specifics, but money-wise, either LaVine or Sabonis straight up works. Kings are taking back a little bit more money. You're giving up a talented player, hence why you get more compensation asset-wise. But what really stood out to me, I think, looking at it big picture, is Beal is making 53.7 next year and $57 million the year after that. Mm-hmm. So when you look at him and LaVine, if hypothetically you trade Sabonis for Beal and picks and young player, whatever, but you're having Beal and LaVine come off the books at the same time. So looking at their two contracts combined, that opens up $106 million for the Kings in the 2027 offseason. It's 2 years away, so it's a pain to get there and probably wouldn't be the most fun basketball, but it's one of the quickest ways, I think, for the Kings to do a full reset and still maintain some sort of competitiveness while doing so. But in 2 years, you could completely reshape the roster however you want. You could go in and grab another big contract from a trade. You can sign a free agent. Obviously, we know money's hard to come by in the NBA right now. So to have $100 million plus in free agency would be something that not a lot of teams can do right now. So it's an idea. It's not my preferred choice, but I do think Beal is still a better basketball player than a lot of people give him credit for.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe that you are a genius, and simultaneously, this is your worst idea ever.
That's how I feel too. I'm good with that.
I respect that because a lot of fans love to talk about like cap space and different things you could do with that. Like, I would ask anyone, honestly, what will the Sacramento Kings do with cap space? What would the Sacramento Kings do with $100 million of cap space? What would the Sacramento Kings do with $60 million of cap space? And your hope is, because the idea of, oh, we're going to go sign a big fish, great, literally never happened. So let's try a different technique. You could make a second trade and absorb someone's contract in that regard, which you're... That's a lot of dominoes you need to fall in your direction. And Bradley Beal, you could acquire with almost all certainty that Bradley Beal is going to play for you moving forward, because that's a deal, that's a trade that you're not going to be able to execute anywhere. You're not going to be able to trade him, at least without his consent, moving forward. It's literally the dilemma the Phoenix Suns are facing right now, is they're, you know, telling anyone who will listen, we do not want Bradley Beal back. In Phoenix. They're trying to get in to this coming draft with deals involving Kevin Durant. So I don't know what Bradley Beal's offseason looked like. I don't think it involves Sacramento, but the thing that you just said that I 100% believe is that Bradley Beal is a lot better than people give him credit for anymore. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I don't know who Bradley Beal is as a player anymore, because he's been stuck in Phoenix the last couple of years, and he's not the guy that I watched with the Wizards many years ago.
Yeah. And like, you look at his splits. So everyone who, I'd love like shooting area field goal splits, and they're great for him last season. 73.7% in the restricted area, 54.3% in the floater area, 42.1% from the mid range. And I think like 38%, something like that, from three. Like, he's a pure three level scorer. But like you said, I don't know what that looks like. Mm-hmm. Him and Booker and Durant, I don't think it worked. I don't think he works as a third option. I think him with LaVine would be intriguing in terms of scoring. I think that you possibly could be semi-competitive with the two of them and then just surround them with defenders. You have to go all in on defenders and just say, we're going to live and die by LaVine and Beal. Like, it's all hypothetical. Like you said, the no trade clause. Like, Yeah, Beal said that he might be interested in Sacramento before, but why would he want to come to Sacramento in the situation that they're in currently, compared to last season when they were still kind of on the come up?
Well, if you told him he could play, maybe there's a little less infighting here. Maybe that would be better. Of course, I don't know that there's less infighting here in Sacramento than there is in Phoenix, though I do think maybe last year there wasn't. This year, I think Scott Perry and Doug Christie are going to have a lot of that under control. Okay, let's go from what I thought was a bad idea with Bradley Beal to one that I think is actually a little more intriguing. Actually, it's a lot more intriguing, and that's Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, it feels like the Heat makes so much sense for DeRozan, not only in his fit on Miami, but also the Heat have so many good options that they could send back. Wiggins, like, he's still just doing his thing a little quietly. I kept, every time I would watch Miami down the stretch of the season, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot they have Andrew Wiggins. So I don't know how long term he is with them. He's also on an expiring deal, I believe. And like, it's a super low stakes if you want to stay competitive, which I think the Kings do. He would be, him and Keegan would be the best forward duo. I think they're better than Barnes and Keegan, the 2 years that they were together. So you'd finally have two true switchable forwards. And like TC said, that could guard up or down.
Great call by TC there.
It's exactly what I had in the article. I listened back to it. It's like, oh yeah, I had that. And it's like, it was great. But like, you get a full, you get the size, the athleticism, everything that you've been lacking just by that little switch of DeRozan to Wiggins. And I think he's a lesser usage player at this point of his career. I think he's learned how to kind of be in that role player role, that would fit better in the Kings roster than DeRozan did last year.
Yeah, I think there's no question it's a better fit. One thing that I liked, particularly like about this trade proposal, is it already involves someone who everyone just assumes is going to be traded anyways.
Yeah.
And DeMar DeRozan. Mm-hmm. Like, no one believes DeMar DeRozan is going to be back here. For some reason, I haven't quite gotten it. I understand why everybody feels that way, and I am of the belief that, yeah, it's probably going to happen. I just don't think I'm as sold as everybody else. Like, I'm very curious how Scott Perry feels about DeMar DeRozan. Mm-hmm. I'm very curious how Doug Christie feels about DeMar DeRozan, because we look at last year. We look at DeMar in the scope of last year's team going, oh, it didn't work. It clearly didn't work. It clearly didn't work. Okay. Well, nobody wants that same exact team back, right? So if Scott Perry's able to make other tweaks that Doug is all in on, maybe that version of the roster fits a little bit better with DeMar DeRozan. But of course, the other part of that, Will, is DeMar's contract and probably his reputation around the league makes him a guy a lot of teams would love to have. The fact that he walked in here 16 years into his career and just continued to score 20-something points per game like it was no big deal. Yep. Yeah, like, he even averaged career numbers in a variety of different categories. He didn't blow those career numbers out of the water, but it just shows you how steady.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He continues to be. We know teams like the Clippers, teams like the Lakers. There's probably a lot of teams out there that would love to talk to Sacramento about. I think he's a great fit in Houston, a guy who can go get them a bucket when they desperately need one, a team that gone stale for 4 or 5 minutes at a time, for 10 or 11 possessions at a time. Get a guy who can go get you a basket. I think he'd be a great fit there too.
Yeah, and the reason I think that the Kings have to move him is, like, Doug wants to be a three-point shooting team. Like, he said it so many times at the end of last season. And you just, there's mathematically no possible way to do that with DeRozan.
Yeah.
Like, he took more, I think. He did his best to take more threes. But I don't think it's a coincidence that his teams have led the league in mid-range field goals. And, like, if you want to lean into Doug Christie as a coach, you have to surround him with players that fit his style and scheme. And just all signs point to DeRozan not fully meshing with that potential system that they're going to employ.
I like DeMar, man. I'm a DeMar DeRozan fan. I'll be a fan of DeMar DeRozan.
It's going to look... What do you think, like, in a few years looking back? Because, like, 1 year in NBA time is a pretty small amount of time, and having DeRozan just a quick stop in Sacramento, I'm curious to see how that kind of story and history ages as we get further away from it, if he is traded this offseason especially.
Yeah, it probably depends on what happens next. Like, for example, if he goes somewhere and plays another 3 years there and finishes his career there, that Sacramento's probably just kind of glossed over in the story. It's it's if that. If he goes one place, but if he goes one more place and just plays one more year and then decides he's done, I don't know that Sacramento or whatever this next place are even mentioned in the DeMar DeRozan story. They're both just kind of like, footnotes after he left Chicago. He played really well his entire career. Hall of Fame, probably not a lot of images from his time in either city. Though he did have some pretty solid moments with Sacramento, including that, is it Dallas? That game winner versus Dallas? Like, he had some moments that I think are pretty memorable. I just don't know that they'll get run in this Hall of Fame video.
Yeah, which is fair.
It's like, I don't know that Vince Carter got shown as a king when he, you know what I mean? Like, it's
right.
It's kind of the same thing. I wish I wasn't. I wish it was, I wish the circumstances were different. But you have proposed a number of different trades over the course of the last few weeks over there with your work at SI. What's your favorite?
Oh, man.
I know it's not the Bradley Beal one. Thank God.
It's not. That's honestly my least favorite. Like, I don't know. I just put, like, just now, finish publishing another one too. That one, Jesse, I'm interested to see hear your thoughts.
Oh boy.
On.
I was actually wondering, Will.
Yeah?
Hey, wait. Does this involve the Celtics?
It does.
Oh, okay. Now I was thinking of something else. Oh. Will was on the Domas for Cat trend at one point, but I think he's jumped off.
Wait, is that true?
I was throwing that around the other day, and Will hated it, and then I think he liked it, and then he went back to hating it, I think.
I talked myself into it a little, but I'm still on the fence. Like, I don't know. I'd entertain the idea, but if I'm ranking them too, it's probably in my lower tier, the Sabonis for Cat idea.
So you're making a face where you're thinking about it.
A little bit.
Yeah, you see? Right? See?
At the end of the day, he's so
a
talented.
A little bit, yeah. And we talked about it. We're like, hey, this could actually help the Knicks as well.
Mm-hmm. I think...
I hate you for doing this on a Friday. I hate you, like, because now I'm going to be thinking about this.
Content.
I'm really... No, I don't need content on a Saturday. I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning thinking about, you know, Carl Anthony Towns, it wouldn't be that bad. And then Sunday... I'm going to wake up sweating. Jesse, this is a stupid idea. I'm going to blow the text line up.
Just wait till you're all bought in.
You're still all in.
All in on?
Cat.
I wouldn't hate him on the Sacramento Kings.
And you are on the fence.
I'm on the fence. Okay. I'd be okay with it just because he's super talented. I think him and LaVine are easier to build a team around than LaVine and Sabonis. Because you have two scorers compared to, I think Sabonis more of a facilitated ancillary scorer. But like, you got offense with the two of them in different ways than with Sabonis and LaVine. But again, defensive limitations, it's a lateral move defensively. You're probably losing a little in terms of facilitation. Depends on the point guards. You're losing money because I think Cat's around 56 compared to Sabonis around 43. Give or take a few. So you're losing flexibility to bring in other key roles that the Kings need. So it's on the fence, but I'd explore it. It wouldn't excite me as many as other deals.
Which one did you have for Jesse?
I am intrigued about a DeMar DeRozan to the Celtics for Kristaps Porzingis. And the 28th pick in this year's draft. What do you think, Jesse?
Porzingis is gone. Is Porzingis?
Bro, yeah, it's not even Porzingis. I'm worried about the 28th pick.
Porzingis is the DeMar DeRozan of the Boston Celtics, right?
Pretty much. Yeah. Okay. I like Drew a little bit more. I don't hate it actually. I mean, what's the 28th pick going to do in Boston? I would do that deal.
Yeah,
you save money that way. So DeMar's done after that year.
My thought process on it is. Like, it would allow you, again, to be in the mix for, I think, a playoff spot this year. I don't know what's going on with Porzingis and his health. And
Well, Soren asked a very fair question. Is Porzingis alive?
Look, right? He may or may not have the plague, but we don't know. So
like,
my only hang up with that, dude, is I wonder how much DeMar fits the Celtics' threes-only offense.
Mm.
It's not threes-only, of course, but...
Well, kind of.
I wonder if he could fit in.
Yeah.
Right.
But or like maybe on paper, I like it.
I don't know. Maybe don't take 63s a game and allow DeMar to get you 20 from the mid-range.
It would diversify their offense, which I think they may need. But I don't know if they want to move away from what they have going. Like, it works. It got them a championship, but it didn't work this year. Obviously, injuries and everything. But it would, I think, allow them to bring in another score with Tatum gone. The money wise, it just makes sense. Like, you don't want a super expensive replacement for Tatum. It seems like he makes a lot of sense there, just like with Miami as an idea and a concept. But fit and play style, I don't know. That's for the Celtics to decide.
All right, Will. Great stuff as always, man. We're going to keep monitoring what you're doing over at SI. And if we miss anything, we know TC will call and recite it to us as an idea he came up
Can
with.
Can I say real quick what my favorite one was?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's DeRozan to the Heat for Jaime Jaquez Jr. and Terry Rozier.
Okay.
Because you get young wing in Jaquez and a point guard that you can start or bring off the bench in Rozier. And the contracts, the way they line up, I think Rozier is a free agent, so you can either flip him in the season if you want, or have the expiring. But it's a move that brings in multiple positions of need. You send out DeRozan, and you still have flexibility with Monk, Carter, others that you can do follow-up moves with. So I think that's my favorite one that I've looked at so far.
I remember reading that one. I like that one, too. I'm curious what Miami's approach is this offseason. Mm-hmm. Like, there's, you know, Kevin Durant is out there. Giannis Antetokounmpo is allegedly out there. And allegedly Giannis likes something about, you know, the Heat, though it doesn't really fit with some of the other stuff that was written. Exactly where they're trying to go will certainly... There's also rumors about Pat Riley, so...
Right.
Where they go, that'll be a fascinating watch. We know that they were interested in DeMar a year ago, just as the Clippers were. So DeMar's going to have his suitors. One of these trades might actually hit. But, yeah, DeMar's going to have his suitors out there in the league. Great stuff, Will. We appreciate you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Damon. Same to you.
You got it. That's our man Will Z right there. Will Z over at SI. Great stuff. Finding content. For this Sacramento Kings offseason is certainly tough with them not having a draft pick coming up here in a couple of weeks, but knowing, or at least having the feeling, that DeMar DeRozan is going to be on a different basketball team next year opens up a wide-ranging selection of conversations to be had. And there's always going to be trade proposals. There's always going to be actual trade, like trades that are executed, that fans are going to love and fans are going to hate. There are going to be aspects that fans love. There are going to be aspects that fans hate. I don't know what the point of the Celtics trade would be other than you hope Kristaps Porzingis is alive and can function as a normal human being and can play professional basketball. Kristaps Porzingis was so concerning in the postseason. Like, no, he has an upper respiratory issue. We don't know what it is. He's had it all year. We can't figure it out. The guy can't play more than 10 minutes.
I tell you what, those Celtics doctors are A1.
Bro, my God, man, that is so good. Mr. Porzingis, if you're listening, please go anywhere other than your team doctor. Please go somewhere and find out what is happening with you and get that situated, whether you're a professional basketball player or not. Get that situated. I do like the Jaime Jaquez trade. I like the Andrew. I've always been more of a Andrew Wiggins fan than some other people. There's so many. Boston's interesting because we know Tatum is out for the year. Even prior to that, even prior to them playing the Knicks, even prior to the postseason starting, there was these rumblings about what next year would look like for the Boston Celtics and what would they do, what moves would they make. How could they shed salary, like Porzingis being the DeMar DeRozan of Boston, with everybody of the belief that he's out of there? He has an expiring contract. Whether he plays or not, someone who's looking to lower their cap could acquire him, and it drops off their cap next year. Boston wins getting him off of their cap this year. But do they have enough to execute? Like, Warriors fans, please refresh my memory. Klay gets hurt. Isn't that the year they go get D'Angelo Russell? Klay gets hurt. They go get D'Angelo Russell like immediately as kind of a way to fill in and step in that. Obviously, they turn D'Angelo Russell into something else. But the point being is they lost Klay but stayed aggressive in their pursuit to win a championship because they still had Steph Curry. Now, you can make the argument that Jason Tatum is the Steph Curry of the Boston Celtics, but Jaylen Brown is really good, and there's a lot of evidence that points to Jaylen being great when Jason Tatum isn't around. Does Boston attempt to ride that? Or do they use some of these assets that they have that they want to use maybe to shed their salary cap, but go get someone who could step in for a year and be Jaylen Brown's right-hand man with Jason Tatum on the shelf for a year? I think that's where some of the Kevin Durant conversation comes into play as well. Could he be a guy to step in and help them?
That's probably the dream for Boston. I mean, I'm sure, like, if you can move off of Porzingis or Drew, or, yeah, either or.
I think
bring in KD.
I think they could move off Porzingis. Drew would be fascinating because I think Drew fits a very specific type of team. Like,
Drew needs to go to a contender. That's just, we need a point guard, and we need to spend some money right now.
Yeah, someone who will, you know, well, yeah, someone who put you over the top. I do. I'll point it out. I'm not saying it's the same. I'm not saying he's the same. But I feel like we said the same thing about Chris Paul. And Chris Paul wound up going to Oklahoma City, and we saw what that did for them. We all thought that Chris Paul trade to Oklahoma City was going to be something, and it wound up being something totally different. We'll come back, man. We'll close out this week strong. This isn't something I thought we'd ever do, but it's been a topic of conversation, and the ratings for Game 1 are out, and there's a lot of people saying, I told you so. We've got that for you next on Sacramento Sports Leader. See them on KC on ESPN 1320. All right. I'm opening up the phone lines if y'all want to hang out for the last 20-plus minutes or so of the show. I'll learn to speak one day. I'm only 20 years into this. KC will be back with us next week. We got a live show jumping off at Sky River Casino 2 weeks from today. Very different type of live show than we've ever done in the past. It's a night with D'Lo and KC coming up on Friday night, June 20th. 32 Brew Street, Sky River Casino. No live stream, no radio broadcast. We're just going to hang out. We're going to tell stories. We're going to talk. And we plan on having some guests out there with us. So once we get everything confirmed, we will pass those names along to you. But we're planning for a great night. And I think it'll be a lot of fun to be able to do something where we're not kind of stuck to the radio format, even to the point where we're not stuck to, you know, what's being broadcast on the live stream. It's a chance for us to kind of cut loose, maybe tell some stories that we told before, allow our guests to relax a little bit and have a little bit more fun. And of course, we'll have the mic to you guys as well, so we can do some Q&A stuff out there. So that's coming up 2 weeks from today, Friday night, June 20th, 7 to 9 p.m., a night with D'Lo and KC at Sky River Casino. We were looking for it earlier, and we have found them now. The ratings for Game 1 of the NBA Finals have come out. And again, I can't believe this is a thing that we're doing. Though I love the business of sports media, I have never really cared about what an NBA Finals game rated, but it has been such an annoying topic of conversation over the past week or so. A 4.7 rating and 8.9 million viewers on ABC. It's the lowest rated and least watched Game 1 of the finals of the Nielsen People Meter era. That dates back to 1988. That excludes the COVID games. Why does it exclude the COVID games? I have no idea. It just does. At least according to this article that I'm reading. The game peaked, to no surprise, at 11.7 million during the final few minutes. And it was actually that stretch that brought the rating up as high as it was. If it wasn't for the game being as close as it was, the ratings would have been significantly lower. Cool. Like if you know, the people at ESPN and the people who have been talking about markets, of course, the game on aired on ABC, which is a branch of Disney, which also owns ESPN. They're all part of the same family. If they want to bitch and complain about the Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder and small markets and all of the dumb things that they've been complaining about over the last 2 weeks, cool. Use this as a barometer. I have an alternative idea. One, don't put on a finals presentation that is absolute trash. Two, don't create a pregame show and a halftime show that absolutely sucks. Three, don't present this NBA finals game as a regular ass basketball game. Now, does anybody tune in because of that? I don't know. I have no idea. But we talked about this a week ago when everybody was complaining about this. 8 million people watched. That's more than most regular season games. So who are you trying to attract with the LeBron James and the Steph Currys and all of those people being in this game? You're trying to attract the casual fan. It is clear, and why more people don't understand this, I don't get. You do not carry over these casual fans into the regular season. You haven't. You have not, in years past with these players, created new fans. No casual fan is going to become an NBA fan because they watched LeBron James of the Los Angeles Lakers at 40. No casual sports fan is going to become a diehard NBA fan because they watched Steph Curry in the NBA Finals when Steph was 37 and the Warriors were on their decline. The point in all of this is to grab those casual fans and make them watch next year. The numbers are in front of you. You haven't. So if you were able to grab a few casual fans and they see SGA for the first time score 38, they see Tyrese Halliburton hit his fourth game-winning shot of the postseason, and they say, oh, that's the guy that I keep seeing the highlights on. That's the guy that keeps popping up on my timeline. Yeah, maybe you're more likely to grab new diehard NBA fans by having a younger crop of players in the NBA Finals. Or maybe you're not. But one thing I'm pretty certain of is the NBA isn't going away because the Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder are in the NBA Finals. Give me a compelling series. I think we have it. Give me a compelling game. We absolutely had it. That was a fantastic start to the series. If people didn't watch, that's their problem.
Who does the ratings affect? Is it like, does ESPN, do they lose money off of this?
Right now?
Yes.
Nobody. And I'm going to tell you why. The deal has been signed.
Exactly. So I'm wondering, like, okay, so like, there's the ratings. Who does this affect? Because as a fan, I don't understand why, as fans, people talk about it. I don't get it. Like, the ratings are going to be so bad. Like, what is that? How does that affect you?
Yeah, like, it doesn't. Like, it absolutely doesn't. It's been one of the more baffling. If you had to, like, you go back to the San Antonio Spurs stuff. People talk about the Spurs like, oh, this San Antonio Spurs is so smart. But no one cares. Like, nope. The Spurs weren't the most exciting basketball team to watch, and they had no personality. That's what it was. The Pacers, they have personality. Tyrese has personality. You know who I became a fan of last night was Nembhard. Bro, step into SGA, step into the MVP on the biggest stage. Oh, give me that. Yeah, give me that. SGA might not have the biggest personality, but he showed out in a game one loss. Why anyone cares how many people watch the game is crazy. It's absolutely crazy. The thing I was most proud of last night in that presentation of the NBA Finals was I thought Richard Jefferson looked fantastic. He didn't look ridiculous. When that camera hit him for the first time and he had the tie and he had the perfectly cut suit, I was like, okay. Now, the flip side of that is he didn't need to be there. You do not need a three-man booth if the two analysts don't offer something different. Richard Jefferson doesn't offer anything more or less than Doris Burke does. And he's not funny. If you have a guy in the third seat who's funny and can crack jokes, fantastic. We win. That's a good three-man booth. If you just have two analysts, there's no point. There's absolutely no point. I thought the presentation was dull. Mike Breen is fantastic. Doris is fantastic. There are rumors regarding the future of that NBA Finals broadcasting crew. And of all people, they're talking about Doris Burke might not be back. All right, man. All right. You saw Rick Carlisle singing the praises of Doris Burke yesterday. Lots of people sing the praises of Doris Burke. I think she's fantastic.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But this company, ESPN, Walt Disney, whoever, they have fumbled so greatly since they let Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy go, for whatever reason. They said it was for budgetary reasons. Bro, your budget is not a problem. You're a publicly traded company. We all see how much money you make. We all see how much money you pay some of your far lesser talented talent. And to pick apart that team is crazy. Then you throw Doris Burke in there. Great. Throw Doc Rivers alongside him. Doc leaves. You throw J.J. Redick in there alongside him. J.J. Redick leaves. Now you've got companies like Amazon and NBC offering these TV analysts more money. Lesser roles. You don't have to go do SportsCenter. You don't have to sit across from Stephen A. Smith and listen to his garbage for an hour to earn your paycheck. You don't have to do none of that. We need you to call basketball games. We might have you do a studio show once or twice, but that's what we want you to do. That's why none of those people left TNT to go work for ESPN. Charles Barkley said that all the time. Charles Barkley wasn't trying to be funny in that regard. He was dead serious. I'm not going to go work all over there and do all that crap that they asked me to do. I'm not going to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go do Mike and Mike and then have to go do SportsCenter and then come back and do Colin Cowherd or whatever stupid ass show was on in the middle of the day. I'm not going to go do any of that. I'm going to fly to Atlanta, do my studio show, make people laugh, and then go home. It's amazing, too, that it's funny, man. I guess it's just business, though. I guess it's just big business. It's not even big business. We saw it. We saw it in our company firsthand. You have people making major money to make major decisions, just making bad decision after bad decision after bad decision. Over and over and over and over again. And it's like, at some point, when is this stuff your fault? And every once in a while, people will recognize, well, you're right. It's their fault. We got to get them out of here. But the people that are left here are left to pick up the pieces. Now, Doris Burke, who's been great. Richard Jefferson, who's been fine. I mean, he was put in a role that he was asked to do, and he's been fine in it. Now it's all of a sudden, well, we've made so many other bad decisions, we might have to hold off on moving forward with this finals team. Okay. Cool, man. Then you're going to have your regular employees just bitch and complain about ratings. No one said anything about your trash presentation last night. Only highlight that came out of your whole presentation was that a big dude from the other network came over and crashed your set. Talking, of course, about Shaquille O'Neal. TNT, that TNT crew isn't going to be able to save ESPN. It is crazy to see how many bad decisions that company has made one after the other after the other. Just insane. And still make money doing it. And then have the nerve to fire people because of budget cuts. All right. Just give me a compelling game too. That's what I need to see. Give me SGA. Give me Tyrese Haliburton. SGA, like, I know I've said it a couple. SGA scored 38 yesterday. Not even a talking point today. Scored 38. I'm so anxious to see the adjustments, if there are any, that each team make. And I think sometimes we use the word adjustment a little bit too freely. Like, if the Thunder come out there and hit shots, did they make adjustments or did they hit shots? Did the Indiana Pacers stop turning over the ball? Or did they just stop turning over the ball? Did they scheme something differently and all of a sudden their passes are crisper? They're not going through the lanes? What? There are adjustments. Now, that's the broad stuff, right? Those were like big stories of the game. There are things that are going to have to be different for the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think they'll hit shots at a greater clip. You look at those shooting percentages last night, I don't think that's going to continue a second game. What I need to see, though, if I'm an Oklahoma City Thunder fan, I don't know where our man Cole been today. I ain't heard from him all day. They got to rebound the ball better. Which brings it up to perhaps my biggest question. Are you running that starting lineup back? And are you going small most of the game? This was a conversation Kyle Mattson and I had, Kyle Mattson of the Insiders and I had earlier on in the show, where he was talking about Chet Holmgren was played off the court, and I didn't think Chet was played off the court. I thought that was Mark Daigneault's strategy. Now, I could be 1,000% wrong in that regard, but I thought he went small by design. And I felt like Oklahoma City attempted to play like Indiana, and when you're a 68-win basketball team, you're a favorite. You were a 9.5-point favorite last night. You're an 11-point favorite coming up this weekend. Or maybe it was 11.5. Sorry if I got that wrong. Yo, they need to adjust to you. The Pacers got to figure out how to play. If, you know, Chet Holmgren's out there, Isaiah Hartenstein's there. They have to figure out how to maneuver that. That rim protection that OKC had last night was absurd. Absolutely absurd. And I still think it could be better. And if it could be better, that's a problem for the Indiana Pacers. That will be a moment, that will be a decision lost in history in Tyrese's shot last night. Tyrese himself was shooting the three bad last night. The Pacers as a whole were struggling at the rim. Tyrese got that ball, did not settle for a three, and didn't take the ball to the basket. Pulled up, mid-range, bucket for the win. terrific execution and game awareness. In that situation where no timeout is called, they get the rebound, they're going up the floor. Just flawless execution by Tyrese Halliburton. The Pacers themselves have adjustments to make. One, they can't turn the ball over. Two, they can't count on shooting such a high clip from each, you know, from inside and outside of the three-point line. 47.6 and 46.2 respectively. You could probably hit that 47 again, but you're going to be able to hit that 46. You hit seven more threes than they did. I think we're all of the belief that that 24-6 turnover number is going to come down. That ratio is going to level out a little bit. A little bit more even. But another thing that really helped the Pacers was how much they out-rebounded the Thunder. And I love Siakam and Tyrese talking about, man, we didn't even play well. Yo, let's get greedy for real. We did not play well. I don't think either team in, you know, we talk about feel-out games and game ones and you know, figuring things out, figuring out pace, figuring out matchups, figuring out different things. We've heard guys like LeBron James talk about that. You know, Kyle mentioned that Steve Kerr is notorious for feeling things out there in the first game. Okay, well, game one is behind you now. The Indiana Pacers got that one on the road. What can they do here in game two? I swear to you, the conversation we could talk about, you know, the Thunder being better than this team or the Thunder being better than that team. The conversation was exactly the same going into that game two of the New York Knicks. New York Knicks at home, at the Garden. There were two options, one of which is it speaks to, I guess, the Oklahoma City Thunder because it has not been brought up one time. But there were two options when it was the Pacers versus the Knicks. Would the Knicks lock in and blow out the Pacers in game two? Which Casey from New York thought that would happen. Would the Knicks be so devastated after that game one loss that they couldn't recover? Which I thought was insane. And it turned out to be a competitive basketball game that the Pacers wound up winning. They had the lead late. They wound up controlling most of that fourth quarter. Certainly the second part of the fourth quarter. So neither one of the two situations happened. The Pacers just went out there and beat them. The idea that the Pacers just can't go out and beat the Thunder this weekend is crazy. I don't even know. I'm not sure at what point, because it didn't happen last night. It didn't happen today. I'm not sure at what point all of the Oklahoma City Thunder people go, hey, the Pacers might win this thing. At what point does OKC in 5, OKC in 6, OKC in 7 switch to, hey, the Pacers might win the NBA championship? Depth for depth. The Indiana Pacers have what it takes. I actually thought both benches were pretty solid last night. I'm just so curious what Oklahoma City's bench looks like next game. Jesse asked earlier if Mark Dagnall gets a little, does he try to be the smartest person in the room sometimes? Does he kind of outthink himself a little bit? I swear to you, I feel this is what Mike Brown used to do. I don't think there are very many situations, like very, very, very few, where you adjust your starting lineup, especially if you're considered to be the better team. Make them adjust to you. The Thunder need to force the Pacers to adjust to them. The Thunder were just like, no, we're going to go small. We're going to switch up our starting lineup. We're going to go small. And to their credit, it worked. I mean, to a degree, at least, it worked. They did lead that game for all of the game except for 0.3 seconds. They trailed for 0.3 seconds of that game. So I could talk about starting lineups, rebounding, shooting percentages. We could talk about matchups. We could do all of this to death. They led for the entire game except for 0.3 seconds. And maybe that's the reason the Thunder people still aren't buying the Indiana Pacers. And who am I to argue with that? But if game two was close, who are you betting on? If game two comes down to a possession for possession battle, who are you betting on? Have you seen enough from the Indiana Pacers and Tyrese Haliburton to take Indiana? Or are you betting on the MVP and OKC to close out a game that it feels like they have to have? I think the Thunder are so good, they could drop game two and it wouldn't sway too many people. That's how good I think they are. The Pacers, to me, needed one of those first two games. Just the simple math of the series made me feel like the Pacers needed one of those two games, because OKC losing four of the next five did not seem realistic. Given, again, this is a 68-win basketball team. Given the season that they had, losing four and five times, which absolutely did not happen at all this year. It didn't even come close to happening this year, was all of a sudden going to happen in the playoffs. That wasn't going to be the case. Or at least in my mind, that wasn't going to be the case. It was never going to be the case. Pacers did what I thought they needed to do, and they got that game one victory, and they did it in incredible fashion. I am a certified fan of Tyrese Haliburton, and I think I'm not a Pacers fan, but I think I'm rooting for the Pacers in this series. But I'm absolutely a Tyrese Haliburton fan, and I've become an Andrew Nembhard fan. He was fun to watch last night. I like a little bit of crazy. I like stepping to the other team's best player. I like him matching up with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in the final minutes of that game. I love everything the Indiana Pacers did yesterday. I love a lot of what the Oklahoma City Thunder did yesterday, and I'm excited for game two this weekend. Appreciate you so much for being with us today. Appreciate you so much for being with us this week. Hope you'll tap back in. I'm going to head over to 102.5. It's Flashback Friday over there. If you want to end your Friday with a little music, go check us out over there. If not, we'll see you back here Monday beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.